law.
Is a wife guilty of a crime she commits in the presence of her husband? Will the court consider the circumstances in the case of the romantic receiver? Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO. Davis and Sherman were plainclothes detectives who usually worked as a team. One of their assignments was to keep an eye out for shoplifting in the downtown department store area. One day, they spotted Ralph Goodman entering a big store. They followed him in, saw him grab and hide an expensive cashmere sweater under his jacket. Davis whispered to Sherman, "You know, this guy's a real jerk. He's been in jail more times than I can count. Always goes right back to thieving when he gets out. You know, they never learn. Let's tail him." The detective saw Goodman pick up other expensive items, took them to his car, handed them to a young woman sitting there, and drove off. They followed the couple home, noted the apartment number, got a search warrant. Later that evening, they went in, arrested the pair, and searched the place. They found most of the stolen items in a hope chest, covered with feminine garments. Sherman asked, "Who is she, Ralph?" Goodman said,
"My wife. We're married last week. Listen, guys, she's innocent. You got me, but leave her out of it."
The detective said, "We saw what we saw. She's in." The officers booked Goodman for theft, and his wife was charged with receiving stolen goods. Goodman pleaded guilty, was sentenced to jail. Mrs. Goodman pleaded not guilty and went to trial. District attorney told the court, "The evidence clearly shows this woman knew the merchandise was stolen, took steps to conceal it. She was in the car waiting for her husband to bring in the loot. She had the items in the hope chest when the officers came into the apartment. The law proves and provides that anyone who receives stolen property, knowing it was stolen, is guilty of a felony. That's the case here. Celia Goodman must be convicted." Celia's attorney said,
"The great lawyer and teacher Blackstone said that, legally speaking, a man and his wife are one, and the law presumes that a husband so influences his wife that her own will is at times not operative, and so she cannot be held responsible for wrongdoing in his presence. She does not, therefore, have the required criminal intent. Must be found not guilty."
What would you do about the romantic receiver? Well, we'll return with the court's decision in just a moment. Is a wife guilty of a crime that she commits in the presence of her husband? Yes, said the Iowa Supreme Court in this case. The one-person idea of marriage no longer restricts a married woman's rights, nor does it limit her duties. At one time, the law did say that a wife's illegal acts were dictated by her husband's, but that is no longer true. Celia has shown no coercion or pressure and plainly acted of her own free will. She must be found guilty of receiving stolen goods. In this high court case in Iowa, it's a point of law on WCCO.